Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with Samantha Schmuck, CEO of Revived Living and instructor at Health Coach Institute. Now, we've heard from Sam a couple other times here on the Better Than Ever podcast, but we've never actually talked about her health coaching story. And as one of the instructors here at HCI, you know, we've heard Carrie's story, we've heard Stacy's story, so we thought, why don't we hear about Miss Samantha Schmuck's story? So we thought that this would be a great time to introduce her as an instructor here at HCI because we just had I Am a Health Coach Week. And so why not learn about what made Sam decide to become a health coach? Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me back, Hannah.
Thanks for coming back. But let's start off with a simple question, Miss Sam, which may not actually be that simple because a lot of coaches, this is probably the one thing that they struggle with the most. But what type of coach are you?
I love that it's a simple question, but you know it's not a simple question. And it's so true. But I was originally trained as a health coach. I got my bachelor's in health coaching from Life University. And today I call myself a transformational coach. The foundation of what I do is definitely based in health and lifestyle coaching, but we really focus on mindset, visibility, what it looks like for you to take up space and feel comfortable in your body, and really just authentic expression, making sure that you're living life to the fullest, tapping into all your gifts, your strengths, what makes you uncomfortable, but just making sure that you live this life to the fullest.
And how long have you been coaching for?
4 years. Ooh. I can't believe it.
So you've been with HCI for how many years now?
2.5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Now, what brought you to coaching?
A really long journey. It was my own story, which I think is true for a lot of coaches. That's where that inspiration, that personal growth path gets sparked for at least a lot of us. But for me, it really began when I was 12 years old. I was a competitive gymnast. I had full body joint inflammation. And my last year of competition, it just grew until every single major joint in my body was inflamed. And competing, training, it just became so mentally and physically grueling that it eventually came to the point where I just could no longer do the sport. All the MDs that I saw, the tests that I had done, there was no answers. And so they just said, rest. But they never did look at my diet, to which later, years later, 7 years, I found out that I was gluten and dairy intolerant, which are highly inflammatory if you have those food allergies. So when I was 12, I quit that sport and it totally rocked my world. I was in this phase where I was becoming a teenage girl. My hormones were changing. I didn't know who I was. And I just had this full-blown identity crisis and fell into a pretty deep depression for multiple years. And it was through that journey of trying to find who I was and get out of the darkness that was seemingly consuming my life that I learned about more alternative medicines. I worked at a chiropractor throughout high school who kind of turned me onto those different things. And so that's why I went down to Life University in Atlanta, was to become a chiropractor. But through that, I was getting my bachelor's to get into the doctoral program. And that was the health coaching. And I was on that path. I loved it so much. And so I just kept deferring off chiropractic. And after the third time where I was about to push off starting that program, I had to have a really real conversation with myself and say, okay, something's clearly happening here. You keep deferring entering this program. What's up? And so I decided chiropractic wasn't for me at the time. I loved chiropractic, but there was something about the health coach lifestyle with the location independence and all of these things that just really spoke to me. And so I knew I could always go back to chiropractic, but I didn't want to be that in debt, to be perfectly honest, and not choose that as my career. So I finished my bachelor's in health coaching and really never looked back.
So you started off as an athlete and then found your way to health coaching, which is a story that I feel like I have heard several times. We've got a lot of athletes that have come through the health coach program here at HCI. You've been coaching for a little bit with us now. Do you have a favorite coaching moment?
I think it was a recent one, Actually, there's so many, but this one just stood out to me. And it's because I've experienced such profound moments when I'm being coached, and to witness someone else have that type of moment was super cool. But I was coaching this one girl in one of my boot camps, and she had such a transformative experience in one of the sequences that we did that day that she wants to get a tattoo to remember it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a huge fan of tattoos. I've got about, I think, 5 of them now, and they're all kind of my paradigms of how I view life and the important lessons I've learned. And it was just so cool that she had that transformative of an experience that she wants to remember it for the rest of her life and what she learned about herself.
That has to feel nice to be part of something that's that impactful for another individual. I mean, that's why you do health coaching, right? You get to have these incredible moments like that.
It's so surreal. I think it's one of the best jobs because you're always on this personal growth path for yourself, which is really cool because you're just continually seeing how far can you go and how fully expressed can you become as an individual throughout your life. But then when you see these other people who have never had these experiences, never thought in this way, never had questions asked like that before, and just their eyes as they start to have these insights about themselves and how it shifts the entire trajectory of their life is just unreal. So I am so grateful for what I do.
Now, why do you think the work of a coach is important?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, for me, I honestly don't know if I would be here today without it. Like I said, I was in a really dark place, and coaching helped me navigate and break the destructive thought patterns that were happening in my mind so I could take steps forward and create the life that I wanted. And that's one of the biggest things that we teach to our coaches here at Health Coach Institute is the 5 steps of the transformational coaching process. And the first step of that is to step back. And so often we can get tunnel vision by life and to-dos and obligations and commitments that we have to others that we don't necessarily always take a step back and look at everything that's happening so we can make an empowered decision about how we want to move forward. And so that's why I truly believe in coaching, is because you help people navigate that process, because it can be really a rabbit hole. And if you don't have someone to help guide you through it, you can get stuck kind of in the pits. And that's not at all where we want to leave our clients when we're working with them.
So do you have any tips for new health coaches out there now that you're pretty much a pro because you've been doing it for a few years now?
I feel like I am just beginning. And I think I've shared that with a couple of the students I've worked with. And they're just like, what? You feel like you're just beginning? And I do, because when you're on this path, it's such a different way to look at things and new way to orient your brain, new way to see yourself showing up in the world. This new health coaches, a lot of us are solo entrepreneurs, and so we have to promote ourselves and be visible, and that's a totally new skill for a lot of us to learn. And so the main thing of advice or tip that I would give a new health coach is just to be patient. And that 1% that we always talk about is so key, but if you're frustrated, if it doesn't feel like it's working, even if you can't see it, something is working, even if it's within your own self. And so just trust that you're on the right path, keep taking steps forward. And again, if you're not seeing the result that you're wanting, just be patient and keep working towards that outcome.
So I know that you're working on projects for HCI, and you're also working on projects for your own company. So let's talk about what you're doing with your health coaching practice.
Oh my gosh, so much. So one of my role at HCI is curriculum development, and I love content creation. So it's no surprise that in my own business, I love to create new things. So for Revive Living, the main thing that I'm focusing on right now is boot camps. I love helping people set the foundation and believe once you have the foundation, you can run with it on your own if you want to, but more than happy to stay and be the support accountability partner along the way. But that's one of the fun things about boot camp is it's like a down and dirty version. We're going to go through so much in a short amount of time, but it's to really establish a strong foundation. So right now we're working on a body love bootcamp and fully loving the skin you're in. And it is so much fun to see the level of awareness and how long these patterns have been going on for these women.
What are the programs here at HCI that you are featured in or that you've worked on?
Yes, so it's really exciting because currently we're working on a project that I won't reveal just yet.
Ooh, but a secret one.
Secret one. But after it's completed, I will be a part of or featured in every program that we offer here at HCI. So in our HMBA mastery program, I help do the coaching demos and the deconstructions of them. So what's the ninja coaching that's happening between Stacy and her demo client? And then I also helped create and teach advanced nutrition for health coaches, which is 12 protocols by top experts and doctors on the main health challenges we face in the world. I wrote and taught the life coaching certificate. And yeah, and then we've got our secret ninja project that'll be complete in a couple months.
Ooh, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear about it. So what is your very favorite part about being an instructor at HCI? Like, what do you love about curriculum development?
I love helping people learn. When I was in college, I thought it was a fabulous idea to do 4 chemistry classes in 2 quarters, so 20 weeks.
That sounds crazy.
Yes. So we did chemistry 1 in 5 weeks, chemistry 2 in 5 weeks, and then we did OCHEM in 5 weeks and OCHEM 2 in 5 weeks. And I loved it. And there are 2 really hard topics for people to grasp. And I loved to tutor people in them to help make really difficult concepts simple and actionable. And so when it comes to curriculum development at HCI, that's exactly what I love too, is helping people learn, helping them understand how it matches and fits into their life. Because that's one of the things about coaching is, yes, you can learn all of these techniques and tools to help a client, but it's also pairing who you are as an individual and all of your life experience. That's a huge part that we can't teach. It just happens naturally for people. So that's my absolute favorite, is helping people understand the content and then how they can utilize it, because that means so many more people are going to be transformed in this world because each of our students have gone through this program.
Well, Sam, I can't thank you enough for joining us again for another episode of the Better Than Ever podcast. And folks, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Samantha Schmuck, you can go to her Instagram profile. It's revived_living. And you can find her website through her Instagram profile if you wanted to go on and hang out with her there. She posts some pretty awesome pictures. I've taken a couple of those.
Yes.
And Sam, will you be at HCI Live? Do we get to see you there?
Yes, I'm so excited. That's 2 of my favorite times of year, is getting to go to the live event and seeing all of our students and their faces and their energy in person. So yes, I will be there.
Yay. And can you tell us what you're doing, or is that a top secret thing?
Well, I'll definitely be shaking and grooving, doing some stretch breaks with everybody on the stage. And then we've also got something really special planned for the day 3 Spark Pass lunch. So if you've been wanting a Spark Pass, but you haven't gotten it, get one so we can hang together day 3.
Woot. Yeah, get your Spark Pass, folks. And if you haven't signed up for HCI Live, go do that ASAP. You can go to www.hcilive.com and come hang out with us at HCI Live. I'll be there. Sam will be there. Carrie and Stacy will be there. Eric will be there. The whole gang is going to be there, so we would love to see you there. Thank you again, Sam, for hanging out with us today. And if you guys want to listen to the other episodes that she was featured in, I'm going to put those in the description of this podcast. We will see you guys later. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.